Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. I want to ask you today, how's your hope meter doing? Do you have hope in your life? Are you keeping hope even though maybe your circumstances are really challenging? And a lot of times when I lose hope is when I start to reflect on my life and see maybe I'm not doing as well in areas as I think that I should be. And I love the quote by Hal Lindsey. It says, man can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, about 8 minutes without air, but only for 1 second without hope. And that's one of the reasons we started this program called Hope Is Here. And I want to give you hope, but I think also we have to reflect on what our hope is in. And, you know, sometimes we don't do things well when we're younger in life because we're immature. And I love recently a good friend, David Howard, who's associate minister at Emmanuel Baptist Church and been a good friend of mine for several years. And he shared recently in Facebook, he has grandchildren that are triplets. And so he's been helping take care of them recently. They came and spent a week with him and his wife, Kelly. And so he said, you know, man, he just realized how much it took to help take care of them. So he was humble enough to ask his wife, Kelly, he said, can you identify 3 areas that I need to do better? And that I could have done better when, you know, we were young and parents and now we're grandparents. And so he said, you know, I don't want to repeat those same mistakes. So one, I want to applaud David for having a lot of courage and humility at the same time to be willing to ask his wife. And he shared what those reasons were. One, she said that he didn't help out enough around the house with things like dishes, cleaning, laundry, etc. And David said, you know, that's not an issue today as we both do it all together. But he said when the kids were young, he said, I could have done a lot better job in this area several years ago. So he challenges us men to jump in there and help. He said, she will appreciate it. So to the guys out there listening, you know, a lot of us didn't have a dad that modeled that because maybe he worked and the mom didn't. She stayed at home, but still, I mean, that's a full-time job too. And Jesus said that we are supposed to, you know, be servant leaders and model what Jesus did, laying his life down for the church. And so it's amazing from what I've learned over the years, just how helping some around the house with dishes and vacuuming and laundry and things can be a tremendous blessing to the significant other in your life. The second thing that David Howard said that his wife said that he could have done a better job when they were younger was my tone in talking to the kids could be harsh at times. He said, I still struggle with that as an older adult now and have to constantly think about how I talk to my wife. He said, I ask God regularly for a sweet spirit that reflects my love for him. And, you know, that's kind of the interesting part, that amazing that, you know, a lot of times the ones that we love the most, maybe we're the most harsh on, and we do it because we think, well, they love us anyway, and, you know, I can't take it out on my frustration on other people because they'll think I'm a bad person, but we'll do it on our family members. And I have to admit, I've had to work on my tone of voice at times in my life in conversations with people and things, and especially when frustration builds up. And takes a lot to get me frustrated, but once I reach that point, sometimes my tone of voice is not God-honoring. So I really admire David that he was willing to address that in his Facebook post recently. Then the third thing that his wife shared with him that, you know, because he asked her to, that he could have done differently and could have done a better job when they were younger and had kids at home. Now they're having their grandparents with them for a week and having triplets that they're taking care of that are fairly young. He said his wife very kindly reminded him of this. No was my answer too many times on things that really didn't matter. He said, sometimes I would say no without even thinking. And he said, you know, your kids are young for such a short period of time. Enjoy them while you can. And he said, you know, I know there were others, David said, but I didn't want to get beaten up too bad. He said, these are just my top three. And he said, what are some of yours that others can learn from? And David closed with this in his post on Facebook. And truly, confession is good for the soul. None of us are perfect. Thanks for listening. And so, you know, I know that a lot of times it's easier to say no than yes. But I think so many times we say yes maybe when we should say no. because it does drain us and it takes away time from our families and loved ones. And so I think it's sometimes we say no too easily, but I also have to admit, I know people like myself that are people pleasers that we say yes too quickly. And sometimes we need to say, you know, can I get back on you about that? Can I get back with you in a few hours or maybe even the next day? And sometimes it's good to sleep on things and ask God what he thinks about it. You know, there's a lot of good things out there, but are they God's best things for your one and only life? And sometimes you have to say no to the good to have the best. And I've heard that quote so many times and really haven't appreciated it until more recently in my life. And, you know, sometimes I used to be afraid that I was going to miss out on something when I was younger. And yet I'm thankful now that I can say, you know, hey, sometimes it's okay just to miss out on things. I mean, it's not that big a deal. Or I don't have to stay up late and see the finish of every football or basketball game. I just thought, man, I'm not a real man if I don't do that. But now I realize if I don't get some sleep sometimes, my body, I'm going to pay for it. And the people I love and coworkers and friends, they're going to feel the brunt of my being tired. So I want to encourage you that, yes, sometimes we say no too quickly, and I want to agree with David on that. But I also want to say that I know a lot of us as followers of Jesus that we say yes too quickly sometimes. And so I've asked you about hope today, and those are some of the ways that we can lose our hope is when we don't help our loved one or spouse around the house or significant other, or even, you know, if you go and help your parents or something. I think it's important for kids to have their kids model that and do that. Also, our tone of voice, as David talked about, can let people kind of lose hope in us if we are disrespectful, and we have to ask people. Sometimes we're not totally aware that we're doing that. So good stuff there by David Howard about how to have hope at home. Romans 15:13 is just a powerful verse about hope. It says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. The church where I'm interim pastor right now, there's a couple that's a really wonderful couple, but unfortunately it'll be 2 years this August that they took their oldest son to the University of Kentucky to be able to start his freshman year there. And then when they got home, unfortunately their 16-year-old had took his own life. He had hung himself. And, you know, there were no warning signs. He was a good student, a good young man. He accepted Jesus. He served at his church. And they were just flabbergasted, heartbroken. And here it is almost 2 years later, and it's still just extremely painful. Yet I just admire them because they have kept showing up at church. They took a little break for a while after it happened just because they were so wounded and hurt. But they said, you know, we realize that we do have to keep living. We can't die ourselves because we tragically lost our son unexpectedly. And even though we still have answers and don't know why it happened, it's still extremely painful. They said, you know, we know that our only hope is in God, and we've got to show up at church and be there. And friends, I know a lot of times that Satan would use whatever he can when you get discouraged to keep you from going to church. And I heard Bill Hybels say one time, he said, you know, I really believe the local church is the hope of the world. Well, obviously, that's because Jesus is there. And yet, so many people won't go to church because they got offended by somebody there or maybe one thing the pastor said. And, you know, I want to let you know, your pastor is just an imperfect human being like you are. And having been in ministry full-time and also bivocational now for the last 15 years of my life, you know, we make mistakes sometimes. Sometimes we say things, and as soon as it comes out, we're like, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. We stick our foot in our mouth just like everybody else does. And, you know, your pastor needs to be extended grace sometimes, or your Sunday school teacher, your small group leader, whoever it is. And don't let one bad situation with somebody in a position of authority at your church keep you from attending church. And I want to encourage you to stay at the church you're at, but if you've tried to keep going back and you still are having problems, There are over 300 churches in just the Fayette County area alone. And that's not talking all the surrounding counties. So there's easily over 500 churches, and everybody that can hear my voice here in Central Kentucky, you know, try a different church. But I also want to encourage you not to be a church hopper, because there's no church that's perfect. And, you know, heard a person say one time, you know, a person said, well, you know, I'd like to go to that church, but, you know, man, they're full of hypocrites. And this guy just quickly responded and said, well, you know, it's all right. We got room for one more. Some of you will get that later. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we all at times are hypocrites. We may not mean to be, or we may not even be conscious of, but we are. And some of the things we get most frustrated with people about, especially in the church, are things that we struggle with in our own life. And so that can cause you to lose hope if you're not plugged in at church home. And in fact, David Kibler, the founding pastor of Catalyst Christian Church, which recently celebrated their 10th anniversary, said that, you know, so many people that struggle with addiction, and obviously Kentucky, it has a high rate of addiction, especially to opioids, and it's just sad with that. But when you're a community and part of a group that you know loves you and cares about you, it's not as easy to get re-addicted to drugs, to have your addiction after you've got incarcerated, then you come out, you're sober. If you would get plugged into a church community immediately and be a part of that, and not only receiving the teaching and worshiping of God, but also serving and being a part of that body of believers, and just having people when you get lonely and you get hurt to do life with. You know, the church is an imperfect place, but man, hope is to be found there, in encouragement and lifting our brothers and sisters up in Christ. And I want to encourage you today. We all know somebody that's lost hope, and sometimes when you're discouraged, it's hard. But I found so many times some teachers I've listened to over the years, such as Joyce Meyer and David Jeremiah and Chuck Swindoll and Charles Stanley, great men of God like that, that so many times when I'm hurting and I've lost hope, one of the best things I can do is reach out and be a blessing to somebody else and take my eyes off of my own life, instead of wallowing in my own pity party, to reach out and lift somebody else up. And that could be as simple as just a text, and just saying, hey, thinking about you, praying for you, how are you doing? Or what can I do to help you? I mean, that could be a lifeline to somebody that's lost hope. Better yet, pick, you know, call them. Let them hear your voice. And even if it goes to voicemail, leave a voicemail. A lot of times I know people don't, but we get so busy, sometimes we don't leave a message. And, you know, just to simply tell somebody that, hey, God laid you on my heart, I was thinking about you, and just want to know how you're doing. Give me a call when you get a chance. Even if that person can't get back with you for a while, just knowing that somebody thought about them, you could be the hands and feet of Jesus to somebody that has lost hope. So I want to encourage you, if you are struggling with hope, to read Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 15, 13. And we don't say this often here on Hope Is Here, but I also just want to remind you that if you're blessed by these programs, if you consider making a donation, it is tax deductible. We are a nonprofit. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today, and there's a donate button there, and you could just click on it. It is secure, and make a donation, whether it's $20 or $200, any donation would be greatly appreciated to help us keep this ministry on the air of providing hope for people. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.